A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yuma Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, 15b, pagination page 30, 12 lines from the bottom at the end of a line, Tanan Hosam Omar Lohem, dealing with the configuration of the rooms in the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to be dealing with first, a section of the Beis HaMikdash that was closer to the Ohel Moed. And then as we enter the next daf, we'll also be discussing the Ezras Noshim, a large area which is the outer part of the Beis HaMikdash, which also had four rooms, one in each corner of the room, and to discuss what they were used for. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there. A Mishnah in Tamid. Omar lohem hamemune, the appointee would say to them, Tzu'u vehiviu talem milishkas beis hataloim, go bring a sheep for the carbon, Tamid, from the room of the Taloim, from the room where the sheep were kept. And we know that the sheep were kept in order that they should be checked each day. Rashi tells us, in pochsim mishisha tala'im, they would never have less than six sheep, so that they were being checked days before they were actually brought. That's the concept of slichas before Rosh Hashanah, that you need to have at least 4 days of slichas, that we should prepare ourselves before presenting ourselves on the Yom HaDin. So the Mishnah tells us, Lishkas ha-Taloim ha-Yisa b'miktsoa tzifonis ma'aravis. The room of the sheep was in the northwest corner of this larger room, which we will now describe. Va'ava Lishkas ha-Yusham, there were four rooms to the edge of this larger room called Beis HaMoked. Achas lishkas hataloim, one was the sheep room. Va'achas lishkas hachosamos, one was the certificate room, where people would buy the certificate and then they would collect what they needed in terms of flour or libations, wine. They would be able to redeem the certificate. Va'achas lishkas beis hamoked, one was called the Lishkas Beis HaMoked. This would be the smaller room of this greater, larger room, which was also called Beis HaMoked. Va'achas Lishkas She'osim Ba'lechem HaPonim, and the other was the room that they made the Lechem HaPonim. Now, the concept of the Beis HaMoked, which was the greater room, is that they always had a fire going there so that the Kohanim could warm themselves, because they were walking on the stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash barefoot, and there were certainly times when they needed to warm themselves, and they would come to this special room like a lounge of sorts. The focus of the Gemara here, though, is not so much the use of each one of these rooms and to get an idea of how the Beis HaMikdash functioned, which is certainly a curiosity to us, but that's really contained in the Mishnayos in Tamid and Midos. What the Gemara here right now wants to do is to ask a question that seems to be a contradiction between this and a Mishnah in Midos. The Mishnah in Tamid, which we just learned, tells us that the sheep room was in the northwest portion of this larger Beis HaMoked, the fire warming room for the Kohanim. So it's in the northwest. Viramin, who, let me ask you a question, first word of the line, 5 lines up. Arba lishkas hayu leveis hamoked, there were 4 rooms to the Beis HaMoked. Kikitonios, like small rooms. Hapsuchos l'teraklin, opening to the grand room. If you remember the word teraklin as a grand room, we have it in the Mishnah in Avos, where we say that this world is like a prosdor, like a hallway, in which you're supposed to prepare for the traklin, for the grand banquet hall. So we're using that word traklin over here. It's the grand room, that's the middle room, and off to the side, eating up some of its space, are kitonios, small, little rooms. Shtayim bekodesh, shtayim bechol. Two of them were considered in the area of holiness, and two of them were considered in the regular mundane area. V'roshe paspasim avdilim in kodesh lechol, and there were little pasin, boards, sticking up, so that a person would know what was considered kodesh, the border, and what was considered chol. We have the word pas, we encountered it in Meseches Erevin. In Erevin, when you were building a type of Erev for a well, so we came across the word pas. Over there, the pas was much more significant. Over here, presumably, these boards were much more discreet. But that's the word. Pas is a board sticking up. And the Mishnah continues, Mahayu Mishamshos, and what was the function of these rooms that were the small ones of the Beis HaMoked? Ma'aravis deromis, the southwest room, hi haisalishkas telai karban, it was the room for the sheep, southwest, not northwest. There's a kasha here. What, in fact, was the corner that was used for the Tilai Karban? Let's continue on to the next daf. Deromis Mizrachis, southeast, Hilishka Shayu Osimbo Lechem Aponim, that was the Lechem Aponim room. Mizrachis Tzifonis Boganzo Beis Chashmonai Avnim Izbeach Sheshik Tzim Malchei Ovid Kochavim, the northeast room was where they put the stones of the Mizbeach, when the Chashmonaim, the Maccabees, had to clear out what was desecrated by the Syrian Greeks. So they took the stones of the Mizbeach and put them in a special room, but they built a new Mizbeach. Tzifonis Ma'aravis, northwest, Bayodim Leves HaTvila, that was access to the mikvah. Bottom line for our purposes is that the Gemara detected a contradiction whether this Lishkas HaTala'im, the room for the sheep, was in northwest or southwest. Omer Avuna Mantana, Midos Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it's two different opinions, and indeed it's a machlokes, it's the equivalent of if you'd find a Mishnah that says, this opinion says this, and that opinion says that, and that's really what we're encountering over here. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the second opinion. Ditnan, as we learned, that the Mishnayis of Midos are in fact Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because we have another example of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There's another big room which had smaller rooms within it. Ezras Noshim, the woman's courtyard, Haisa Orech Meyoshloshim V'chamesh, Aruch of Meyoshloshim V'chamesh, it was 135 Amos by 135. V'arba Lishkas Hayuba B'dalid Mikzeoseha, and there were four rooms on its corners, Mahoyu Mishamshos, and what was their purpose? And the Mishnah explains, Deromis Mizrachis, southeast, Hiyaisa Lishkas HaNazirim, that's where the Nazirim prepared themselves, Shasham Nazirim Avashlam HaShalmayim Megalchem Sayirim Meshachem Tachas Hadud, that's where they would boil their karbanos, Mizrachis Tzifonis, the northeast, Hiyaisa Lishkas Dir HaEitzim, that's where the wood was prepared for the Mizbeach, Shasham Kohanim Ba'alei Mumim, Kohanim, who could not do the Avodah because they were blemished, but they still wanted to do work, Omdim Amasliim Be'etzim, they would deworm, they would check the wood to make sure that it was fitting for the Mizbeach, Shekol Eitz Sheyesh Bo Talaas Pasul Gabayim Mizbeach, because anything that had a worm was not fitting for the Mizbeach, and you'll remember from Masechta Shkolim, there was a specific story of one such Kohen who detected the place where the Aron was hidden and the story associated with that. So he was checking the wood. That's what he was doing. Tzifonis Ma'aravis, northwest. He is Alishkas HaMitzoraim. That was the place of the Mitzoraim preparing themselves. And Ma'aravis Deromis, regarding the southwest room, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Shachachti Mahoisa Mishameshes. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, I forgot what it was used for. So Rashi tells us that this shows us that the house opinion in Midos, in the dimensions and uses of the Beis HaMikdash, that house opinion is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and the statement here continues, Avashal Omer, Avashal argues on him, but the base opinion is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And therefore, the Gemara tells us one way to resolve the Lishkas HaTelaim would be to say that it's two different opinions. There's a Tanakama who says that it was the northwest, and coming from Midos, that would follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that would say that that room was actually in the southwest. There are other answers, but for now, this is the way the Gemara resolves the contradiction. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.